our readings today, there are two kind of wisdom lessons in both of them. They're really kind of significant in Christian history, and they've been interpreted many a time. This sort of story about the trees that we hear in our first reading today basically has the moral, as we would put it, the moral of the story is, be careful what you ask for. Look at the entire proposition. So what do the people want? They want a king. And why is it? Because they're convinced that kings in general are better than not having a king. And so, of course, we have this wonderful parable where ultimately the buckthorn is the one who's going to be chosen to be king, because nobody else who had something to lose wants to do it. And of course, the moral of the story is, it's not just that kingship is a good thing. It may be, it may not be. It depends on who is king. So we're being sort of asked, to be wise, this great natural virtue of wisdom. And in that sense, it is in matters not just of faith, but in matters even worldly, it is always good to look at the entire proposition, for we make far more errors of omission than commission. We need to grasp the whole reality. Now, Jesus, of course, has a second lesson. But this is not the wisdom of the world. It's not the wisdom of looking at the whole proposition. Instead, it is the logic or the wisdom of love. And the wisdom of love is that it's not a zero-sum game. When we give love to people, it tends to multiply to others, right? It's that whole idea that I've told you about before with respect to the wonderful Fulton J. Sheen, when this fellow comes up and goes, oh, if you love Mary, then you take some love away from Jesus. And Fulton J. Sheen responds, well, no, if I love your mother, does that mean I love you less? It's not a zero-sum game. It doesn't work like the market. Love has a multiplicative effect. To love the people that we love causes us to love more the people, right, that are relatives of the beloved. So the key idea then is this idea of the multiplying effect of love. And so Jesus wants to break down this notion of strict justice, which is producing envy. And he tells this story, and it just grates on people because they know in a way he's right. The master has given precisely the wage that they agreed on. Why should they be disturbed in mind or soul because he gave more to someone who didn't work as hard? Why does this bother us so much? Because there's a counterpoising, of envy and love. There's even that tension between justice and love. And of course, Jesus is asking us, abandon the logic of justice. Let God be generous to everybody. Let God give a break even to a person as bad as a Hitler. Let God give a break to anyone he wants, and rejoice in the fact that the kingdom of heaven will be that much more rich and wealthy for someone who has repented late but will now join us in this category of love. Be wise, everyone, says the scripture. Look at everything before you leap. But when you leap, always allow God's logic of love to operate in your life and to operate in you from Him. Amen.